Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Yeah.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. You know, class, I get calls from instructors, but I don't get calls all the time. And I get a chance to talk to all of them. This morning I got a call before the broadcast, and I hadn't finished the farm chores, and Greg Lesher called me. He's on Fridays, hour number one, realwaterindependence.com. And there was a very serious tone to his voice, and he asked me if I had gotten the link, the email he had just sent me. And the answer was I had not opened the computer at that point, today, this morning. So he sent me a link, and this link is about what we said here at USA Prepares was most likely the number one or the number two worst man-made event in the history of the United States. And Gwyneth is joined us, just joined us. Thank you, Brad, for connecting with Gwyneth. And Brad is engineering today. Brad at Genesis Communications Network. Gwyneth, I'm talking about a telephone call I got early this morning from Greg Lesher. And I mentioned that I don't get a lot of calls from instructors, but when instructors call, it's usually about something important and serious. And this one was very serious. And I'll flesh this out, and as an environmental scientist, you're a great person to be discussing this with. So we at USA Prepares mentioned that on right after the event of February 3rd in Palestine, East Palestine, Ohio, there was a train derailment, and the rail cars were intentionally set on fire, and the mainstream media said it was a controlled burn, which is an absolute lie. And so this event was roughly 22 days ago. And we said, right here at USA Prepares, that this would be the number one or the number two worst man-made event in United States history. When Greg was on with us, he thought that the number one event was the kill shot. Well, all of the events are population limiters or eliminators, meaning Three Mile Island, which was one of the worst, the derailment and the incineration of vinyl chloride, multiple rail cars with vinyl products in it, the black cloud that arose over East Palestine, Ohio, and headed east. And that black cloud was toxic in multiple ways. One way is that when heated, the chemical contents formed phosgene gas, a gas that was used in World War One, banned in World War II, to kill people. It's heavier than air, and it sinks. Lies on the ground, falls in ditches, and sinks, and kills life in a violent way. So what the railroad and the governor and the alleged officials did was they incinerated, they pierced the material of these rail cars and lit it on fire. And they caused a chemical bomb. I'm not using these words lightly. There's a man on with Mike Adams, I believe it was yesterday, and his name is Eric Coppolino. He's been investigating, researching dioxins for about 40 years. So we can consider him an expert. And he was researching this East Palestine event of vinyl chloride, which was incinerated. And vinyl chloride is hydrogen and carbon and chlorine atoms. And they're stable until they're ignited. And when they're ignited, they form dioxins, the worst kind. And dioxins can destroy everything in the body. It has some characteristics that are very serious. One is it's persistent. That means it doesn't go away. And it accumulates in the body more and more and more because it doesn't go away. It causes cancer. It causes deformities. And it also has a benefit that many of the elite probably like, which is it eliminates population and prevents reproduction. And when there is reproduction, there are deformities. This stuff is really dangerous. This is one of the dioxins that you probably remember. It's called Agent Orange. It was released by the United States on the Vietnamese people. And it has caused reproductive problems ever since. It will affect everybody, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. The vaccination has nothing to do with the deformities that will result from the toxin of dioxin. The fallout from the incineration in East Palestine, Ohio, traveled northeast toward Maine. Just a minute amount. When I say a minute amount, I'm not talking about a cup. I'm not talking about a gallon. I'm not talking about a teaspoon or a tablespoon. I'm talking about an amount that is smaller than a grain of salt is highly toxic. What was built, and I'm using some of the words that were used in the interview with Alex Jones and Mike Adams. It's on BitChute. I believe it was yesterday, is that this ignition was a chemical weapons factory, except not inside a building. It was outdoors. And we'll probably be reading that there was a horrific number of deaths and cancers and illnesses in the near future as a result of this detonation, incineration of these chemicals. Some have used the words that this is terrorism of the United States of America. I had a meeting with my family last night at the dinner table. And here's what I said. And I have a feeling they thought maybe I was overreacting. But I said that everything that you buy is now suspect as toxic. Everything. Because you don't know where it comes from. Just because it's labeled made or grown in California or Florida and you buy produce from there, that does not mean that the truck that shipped those products didn't go through and handle the toxic materials from this detonation. Going forward, I believe, this is my opinion, just my opinion, and I'm allowed to have one, at least today. Who knows what the government will do tomorrow. But today, I believe I'm allowed to have an opinion. And I'm concerned about everything. I'm concerned about wheat. I'm concerned about corn. I'm concerned about rice, strawberries, blueberries, peanut butter, fish, cow milk, goat milk, pork, ground beef. I don't eat them, but hot dogs, cheese, sour cream, cottage cheese, butter, pasta, applesauce, apples, fruit, nuts, everything, even the clothes we wear. So as a suggestion, if you buy new clothes, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to suggest. I mean, here's what I would do. I'd wash them. Clothes today, whether it's blue jeans or shirts, have insecticide applied to them so they can survive the trip from Asia to the United States or Australia or Europe. Insecticides are applied. So if you put on a new item of clothing, socks, underwear, t-shirts, whatever it is, it probably has insecticide on it. Well, these chemicals that we're talking about that have been released, and there have been many releases and accidents starting in the 1940s. These chemicals are in the air, and they get on everything. Now, the question is, how do we get it out? Well, if it's ingested by an animal or becomes part of a plant and you eat the plant, you're going to get it. There's not much that we can do. Now, there have been suggestions on the air that there are some green leafy vegetables that will help the body remove some of these dioxins. They are green leafy vegetables, seaweed. And by the way, ice cream might have seaweed, but it has milk too, and dairy fats, and other chemicals. Chlorophyll, and that's what you would see as green in plants, leaves, grass. Chlorophyll, that's the green. Black tea and green tea. So those are what we know of or believe to help right now. But I'm so concerned about this situation, I've advised my family to stop buying greens because we don't know where it comes from. We flat out don't know. And we don't know where the trucks have been. This is an ecological disaster of the highest order. It's right up there with Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, and the other disasters that we've had. But this is the kind that keeps on giving for generations and generations. This will affect the birth rate for at least three generations, as my research leads me to believe. At least three generations. And who knows that? The EPA. So in 1949, there was an incident with the dioxin. In 1953, there was another one when a plant blew up in Germany. And
hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I'm just fleshing out the rest of this information. Class, no calls today, please. We have more information than we'll be able to cover. And so this is breaking news. We've been talking about it since it happened February 3rd of this year, and we're talking about the Ohio East Palestine train derailment. And we can talk a little bit about why we believe that this derailment happened, and it still points to some things that happened in Asia. So right now, the northeast portion of the United States of America, according to what I've read and seen in the public domain, the northeast has been chemically bombed from Ohio, Pennsylvania, and up through Maine. And do your own research. Don't believe a single thing that you hear on USA Prepares, nor here in the media. And we'll discuss a little bit more about what I learned about the media. I learned last night. Actually confirmed. So, birds are hanging upside down on power lines. When was the last time you've seen that? Probably never, right? Now, birds are usually upright. There's a whole power line that I saw an image of where the birds are literally hanging upside down, every single one. And by the way, there aren't too many birds left, right? And bees. And small bugs. And if you think about it, they didn't just move on to Mars. We killed them. We killed them through our infinite stupidity and greed. So who does this affect, Mom? I'm talking about the dioxins. It affects wildlife, small children. And this is pretty much a sterilization event. It appears that women, once they've been exposed to this, either have extreme difficulty reproducing, or they can't reproduce, or they reproduce deformed children. And that's what has happened by the railroad and the government and these alleged officials because of what I believe is greed. And the media confirmed what Gwyneth thought. Gwyneth called me one day, just recently, and she said that I was going on a rant. This was a private conversation between just Gwyneth and me on the telephone. And I was going on a rant about bearings, wheel bearings, how they're made in China, how they don't last very long, how they're substandard. Now, I don't know for a fact, but that it was a Chinese wheel bearing. But I do know that most of the bearings, if not all of the bearings, are made someplace else besides the United States. We used to make them all. And they were polished and they were brilliant and they were just magnificent pieces of machinery. Now, if you look at a wheel bearing, you'll see microscopic pits on the bearing surfaces. And that's not because they want to have another place to put grease. It's because of quick, cheap manufacturing. And I have to wonder, since we've been told that the wheel bearing failed on this train, and that the railroad knew that it was about ready to fail, and they said, it'll be okay, or something to that effect, that the wheel actually failed, the bearing failed, the wheel locked up, and then the cars went off the track. It's called a derailment. Cheap bearings, poor maintenance, it'll be all right kind of attitude. Put it all together, and you have a recipe for disaster. And not only do we have a recipe for one, we had one. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, your comments, please.
I hate to say this, but I think this is only just the beginning. Because
Gwyneth, you're breaking. Gwyneth, you're breaking up to the point where we cannot understand a single word you're saying. So let's do this. Jason, would you try reconnecting or whatever you have to do to, and Gwyneth, to improve this connection? We'll be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The Environmental Protection Agency ordered Norfolk Southern to clean up the contamination from the derailment of one of its trains carrying hazardous materials in East Palestine, Ohio, earlier this month, and pay the costs. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan.
Norfolk Southern will clean up all contamination in soil and water and safely transport that contamination to the appropriate location.
The railway operator has been cleaning up the crash site voluntarily, but the EPA's order will require the company to do so under a plan approved by the agency. In a major breach of trust, a former Mexican presidential cabinet member was convicted in the United States on Tuesday of taking astronomical bribes to protect the violent drug cartels he was tasked with going after. Security Secretary Genaro García Luna. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Did I hear that right? The news report saying that Norfolk Southern will clean up and safely transport this contamination to an appropriate or an approved location. Think about that. What is an appropriate location? What is one? This chemical material is absolutely deadly. Where is that location? Where are they going to put it? If they put it on the ground, or put it on the ground and, or excavate and cover it up, it will leak into the water supply. It's guaranteed. And I hear that we have liners. I've been involved with landfills and fighting landfills. The method of moving this material is subject to leakage on the ground, just in the transport, just in the excavation of it. And then transporting to thousands or millions of tons of this material, putting it in another location, and then covering it up. Is that what the plan is? Put a liner in the bottom so it won't leak? Really? Have you ever had a swimming pool class? You know that the liners last, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years, and then you have to replace them because they leak? Well, that's what's going to happen. It's guaranteed. Gravity is ever present 100% of the time. Gravity will pull and pull and pull, and the land will move and twist and rumble and shake, and the liner is going to leak. And gravity will pull it down. And what's below where this excavation is going to be, if that's what they're going to do? What's below that? Water. And what's connected to water? Other pools of water. They're underground streams. You can guarantee that this is going to be the gift that gives and gives and gives for as long as living things are around. It's man-made. Every bit of it was man-made. Every single iota of this was man-made. And we have big men with little tiny brains. We have politicians, big men with little tiny brains. You know, you do not have to attend a science class to be a politician. There's no requirement for that. You don't even have to tell the truth to be a politician. As a matter of fact, it almost seems like you have to be a natural-born congenital liar to be a politician. And then you have to surround yourself with other politicians who will help you do it better. And more, with more vigor and veracity and tenacity. That's where we are. Big men with little minds. Starting at the very top of the top. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Number 10 Downing Street. Everywhere. Every government's got its big man with a little mind. Some have big women with little minds. And we're all going to pay the price. Does it ever happen that these people are arrested? Do you think the CEO and the board of directors and all of the vice presidents, all the officers of Norfolk Southern, do you think they'll pay a price? Do you think they will be incarcerated and punished? Unlikely, right? How about the government officials that said, oh yeah, how about the governor of Ohio? Where's the evacuation order to evacuate all of East Palestine, Ohio, and the downwinders? You know, when Fukushima went off the day after, I was on the air and I said, this is the worst man-made, quote. This is from Vincent Finelli. I said this. This is the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. And I meant it. This is right up there. Not quite as bad, because it hasn't polluted the oceans of the world yet, like Fukushima has. But this is a smaller version of the same thing. It's an outrage. Why? Why are we allowing rail cars to contain so much mass, so much material? And I'm going to just tell you a story, and then it's Gwyneth's turn. I'll get off the soapbox. When we built our farm, I wanted to have some propane here. So I bought a propane tank. And I set it up on gravel, leveled it, made sure it was in a location that would be cool, in a location that it would be safe, in a location that was away from the house. And then I decided to get another one. And then I decided to get another one. This was many, many years ago. Over a decade ago. And I manifolded them together. That means I used Schedule 80 pipe, and I built a manifold that connected one tank to the next tank to the next tank. Each tank had a shutoff valve. Then I had the tanks filled up with propane. And the guy that delivered the propane said, okay, open up all the valves, that way you will use propane from all three tanks at the same time. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to open up one tank. And that way, if I have a leak, I don't leak from all three tanks simultaneously. I'll leak from one tank, period, that's it. And then when that tank is empty, either I'll fill it up, or I'll close off that valve when it's empty, and I'll open up the second tank, and we will use propane from that tank. And when that's empty, I'll open the valve from the third tank. But I'm not going to open up all three at the same time. Now, I didn't tell them that's idiotic, but that's idiotic, opening all three at the same time. So if you have a leak, you have not just a little leak or a one-third leak, you have a 100% leak. That logic should be applied to these rail cars, such that if something goes wrong, it's smaller than it would have been if it were a big tank. That needs to happen right now, EPA. Are you listening, EPA? I have no faith in the EPA. None. Or any other agency. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, what really concerns me about this whole thing is that all these chemicals are flowing into the Ohio River, right? And I don't know that much about the geography of the American water catchment, but I've heard that the Ohio River flows into the Mississippi River and the Mississippi River flows into the Great Lakes. Am I correct?
I'm going to look that up. But I'll have that answer very shortly.
If that's the case, you're in so much trouble. If that's the case. And I definitely know that the Mississippi River is the largest river on the North American continent. And at the moment, it hasn't really got that much water in it, which means that there's not that much dilution of any toxin, which means that they're going to settle in little pools along the way and do their damage from there. And when those pools eventually do fill up and overflow and the river gets going again, this water is going to head down to wherever it heads, and it's going to really poison most of the United States, central United States, where every state the Mississippi River flows through, every part that the Ohio River flows through is going to take this toxin down. And I heard from Mike Adams that a quantity of this poison the size of an aspirin could kill 36 million people. And I think there's a bit more than that in this event. And I know from my environmental science training that dioxins are one of the absolute bad guys, but it absolutely is the only way that you could possibly grow crops in an area where there has been dioxin contamination is to basically grow your crops in compost, because the compost that's rotted animal manure is one of the only things that will lock up dioxins and deactivate them permanently. But how are you going to get rotted animal manure if you don't have any animals left? That's the thing. You know, it's a really monumentally tragic set of circumstances, and it looks as if you've only begun to see the start of it, because that's one bearing did this. One wheel bearing did this. One failed wheel bearing did this. How many of these failing bearings are out there? Thousands of them. Millions of them. And they're still shipping this toxic crud all over the state. They have not stopped shipping vinyl chloride across the landscape because it's a valuable commodity. It makes PVC. I think that, everybody uses polyvinyl chloride, PVC, but one of the only ways you could stop this from happening in the future is if everybody stopped using polyvinyl chloride. That's not going to happen, unfortunately, because polyvinyl chloride is everywhere and everyone uses it, and for a lot of purposes, there's no adequate substitute. You know, like stormwater pipes. What are you going to make your stormwater pipes out of other than PVC when the whole infrastructure is set up to have PVC stormwater pipes, including the glue that glue the PVC together? You know, are you going to figure out a whole new technology to do stormwater drainage? You know, they used to use ceramic stormwater pipes, terracotta stormwater pipes. They don't do that anymore. The factories don't exist. You know, they used to do there's still some concrete pipes, but for light duty stormwater drainage systems, concrete just doesn't do it. And even terracotta is really difficult in light stormwater drainage. Does that make sense?
And it looks.
PV stormwater.
Yeah, there's not a substitute for it, for sure. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, it looks to me like the Ohio River flows into the Mississippi. And it also looks like the downwinders from this man-made disaster could include Lake Erie, one of the Great Lakes, and going northeast Lake Ontario as the wind blew from west to east. The cloud, as I saw it, the path of the cloud, as reported in the public domain, showed that it was going toward Maine. So it kind of looks like there might have been some fallout in Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, and going through parts of New York and the Northeast. So, what a mess. What an absolute mess. None of this needed to happen. And it's back to what we've been saying. The sum of all stupidity, all individual stupidity, combined with the sum of all individual greed. That's how we get to these places, these points in time. Stupid people taking unnecessary risks, doing stupid things. And if you just want to add insult to injury, how many times do you think a hospital uses a pillow? You know, they've got a patient in room one, bed A, and that patient gets a pillow, and either that patient is discharged or dies. And in either case, what do you think happens to that poly-filled, plastic-filled pillow? What do you think happens to it? Well,
I'm sorry.
It gets incinerated. That's exactly right. How many of those pillows do you think a hospital goes through a day?
Hundreds a day.
So you have to wonder, and there are people who operate these incinerators. I had a tenant when I lived on the East Coast. I decided that to become, at the time, somewhat financially independent, I learned about taxes. And I learned that investing in real estate is a great way to pay less in taxes. By the way, that's what Donald Trump does. And that's what I taught in my classes in person when I taught people how they could pay the same amount of taxes that Donald Trump pays. And when I had I was interviewing a tenant, and I said, "So what do you all do?" He said, "Well, I work for," and he mentioned a big chemical company. Big chemical company. Begins with letter D. Big D. And so I asked him what he did, and he said he worked at the incinerator. And I said, "Well, I work at nights." "Why do you work at nights?" "Well, because that way people won't smell the smells from the incinerator that we operate." How about that? So this guy who knew very little about a lot of things was operating the incinerator. He's probably killing himself slowly, getting paid, working for a big chemical company. And you've heard of the Love Canal with the Hooker Chemical Company, the EPA Superfund cleanup site. You know, these big companies externalize costs. They destroy the environment, and then they let us, the people who pay taxes, pay for the cleanup. And the cleanup really isn't cleanup. Unless it's like, you know, you spill coffee on the floor, and then you go pick it up. And let's say you're extravagant and you use a paper towel and you wipe up the coffee. So you cleaned it up. But then what happens to the paper towel and the coffee on the towel? It goes in the trash, right? And then where does that go? That goes to the landfill, right? So did you clean it up or did you relocate it? You didn't clean it up. You relocated the problem. And that's what's going to happen in East Palestine, Ohio. They're going to take that spill and they're going to put it someplace else. They're going to take that toxic incinerated land and move it someplace else. They're going to put it in somebody else's backyard. I say, why don't we create, an apartment complex right there and move all of the officers for Norfolk Southern, all of the officers, and the president, and the CEO, and the directors, and let them live there. Give them a nice chain-linked, fenced, gated village. Just for them. Right there. See how they like it. Does that sound extreme? I think what happened was extreme. Carelessness, recklessness, greed, stupidity. And I am allowed to have opinions, at least through the end of the day, I think. Class, don't believe a word you hear in the media. Don't believe it. 3 Mile Island, oh, that was, they're just releasing gas. Steam. It's only steam. It was radioactive steam. Just like this cloud, it's safe to go back there, right? That's what they say. I wouldn't believe it for a nanosecond. I wouldn't go back to East Palestine. I'm worried about Kathy and her family. They live in Ohio. And Charles, USA Prepares Instructors, they live in Ohio. And the people downwind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.